Hi folks, Keith here with the T-Tips of Movies and the Meal. This is going to take a look at the great Netflix limited series, Ripley. When I first heard there was going to be a new version of Ripley, my first thought was, why in the world do we need another one? Since after all, The Talent of Mr. Ripley is a perfect film from the equally great source material by Patricia Highsmith, and indeed one of my all-time faves. And my second thought was, has world-class screenwriter Steven Zaillian, who directed all of these episodes, ever directed anything before? Well, it turns out I had nothing to worry about, because this series gives Ripley and Highsmith fans plenty to cheer about, and matches and in many ways even surpasses the quality of the movie. As it turns out, this is only Zaillian's fifth overall directing effort, but he did direct one of my favorite movies, the chess flick Searching for Bobby Fischer. You'd never guess watching Ripley, this was only his fifth time out, because he manages to make Ripley all his own from start to finish, with several very smart choices. Zaillian, in fact, has the trifecta here as creator, writer, and director of all episodes. The first thing that will strike Ripley viewers is that it's all shot in astoundingly beautiful black and white by cinematographer Robert Elswit. This wise choice makes not only the beauty of Italy stand out as you travel from Matrani to Rome to Venice to Palermo and more, but also raises the tension throughout. Zaillian's script here is also whip smart, perhaps even more clever than that for the original movie, and will make Highsmith fans smile throughout and laugh a lot at his perfectly dark humor. But even with that, you need, of course, the perfect Ripley, and Zaillian certainly found him in Andrew Scott, perhaps best known to fans, and definitely me, before this as the hot priest in Fleabag. Scott is a marvel here, giving Ripley that perfect combination of menace and charm that makes him the ultimate sociopath. He's a thorough joy to watch, and other standouts in this new version are Dakota Fanning as lovelorn Marge, and best of all in the supporting cast is Maurizio Lombardi as Inspector Ravini, who pursues the truth about Ripley with as much passion as great dry wit. So as I hope I've made clear, there's a lot to cheer about here for Ripley and Highsmith fans, so now it's time to put on a spoiler warning before I talk about the bonkers finale. In the finale, we get the potential for, yes, a Ripley multiverse of sorts, as Scott's Ripley gets help to once again go on the lam from bon vivant Brise Monod, played by John Malkovich. Ripley fans will remember, of course, that Malkovich played our antihero in the pretty great movie Ripley's Game. So this is either just a clever tip of the hat or the avenue to further adventures. I'm mostly hoping for the former, but I truly adored this new Ripley, so I'd be open to more for sure. So that's it for this week. You can reach us at moviesinthemealog@gmail.com, moviesinthemeal on x/Twitter, and do give us a listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And as always, thanks for listening.